Blog Talk Radio.
Long blonde hair, sky blue eyes. Yeah, that well-bred look is easy to recognize. A tailored dress, it fits so fine. And it adds up to the question on my mind.
First, can you guys hear me? Ann, can you hear me? John? Santa Claus? Anybody, can you guys hear me or not? I need to know, yes or no, silence, hello, shall I call in? I think I'll call in. Okay, that means you can hear me, right? Ann, yes? Okay. I never know until you guys tell me, so, That's kind of why I'm sitting here acting like an idiot saying, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Like the guy in the commercial, the Verizon commercial, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Okay, well, I don't have any storms out here yet. It's a little cloudy, but there's no storm yet. We had a big old honking storm yesterday. But that's all right because it waters my tomatoes and I don't have to. So that suits me fine. My squash isn't going to do anything this year. You need a male, female, and I think I've got all females. Anyway, they're just not doing anything. So, hey, how are you guys doing? It is 105 here today. Isn't that lovely? Not. But I think it's hot everywhere around the South. I don't know how it is everywhere else, but I know it's hot here. Let's go to England. It's not hot in England. Right? Anyway, all right, guys, are you ready for some good music? Because we have some winners today for sure. I was just always smiling, always chuckling when John sent me music today. It was fantastic. I love it. And there are some old favorites in there that I have loved since I was knee-high to grasshopper. And I'm going to play it for you. Yes, Yes, it is, because it's just one of my favorites all time. But that's not yet. That's not yet. Here we are with Ricky Skaggs and Barry Gibb. Can you imagine those two pairing up? Ricky Skaggs and Barry Gibb. Country and, I don't know, pop rock? Anyway, here it is. I think Barry Gibb went country. When the Roses Bloom Again.
They went strolling through the gloaming when the roses were in bloom. His soldier and his sweetheart wandered free, and their hearts were filled with sorrow as their song for on tomorrow. And the standard rose upon his coat of blue. Do not ask my love to linger, for you know now what to say. When Judy calls, your voice is all in vain. Let not your heart be crying if I'm not amongst the dying. I'll be with you when the roses bloom again. When the roses bloom again beside the river. When the robin redbreast sings his sweet refrain. In the days of old anxiety, I'll be with you, sweetheart mine. I'll be with you when the roses bloom again.
Yeah.
Whisper soft and low from a soldier who'd been wounded in the fray. I'm dying, Captain, dying, and I know I'll have to go, but I want one promise ere I pass away. There's a far off distant river where the roses are in bloom, and a little girl is waiting all in vain. That's where I pray you'll take me. I've been faithful, don't forsake me. I'll be with her when the roses bloom again. When the roses bloom again beside the river. When the robin redbreast sings his sweet refrain. In the days of old anxiety, I'll be with you, sweetheart mine. I'll be with you. Roses bloom again. When the roses bloom again beside the river. When the robin redbreast sings his sweet refrain. In the days of old anxiety, I'll be with you, sweetheart mine. I'll be with you when the roses
They kind of chopped that off, didn't they, huh? Well, that's all right. Better chopping it than dragging it out forever, I suppose. I guess. Kind of. Yeah. All right. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Okay. Slim Whitman. I don't remember ever hearing, I know he did, yes, a lot of times probably, but I don't remember hearing him sing this song. But you know what? There's a lot of stuff I don't remember from when I was little, so no surprise. But what did surprise me is when I started listening to this song, the higher parts that Slim Whitman sings sound similar to Tiny Tim. So enjoy! Uno Paloma Blanca.
When the sun shines on the mountain and the night is on the run, it's a new day, it's a new way, and I fly up to the sun. I can feel the morning sunlight, I can smell the new mown hay, I can hear God's voices calling for my golden skylight way. Una Paloma Blanca, I'm just a bird in the sky.
I'm just a bird in the sky.
Una Paloma Blanca, over the mountain I fly. No one can take my freedom away. Once I had my share of losing, for they locked me on a chain. Yes, they tried to break my power, oh, I still can feel the pain. Una Paloma Blanca, I'm just a bird in the sky. Una Paloma Blanca, over the mountains I fly. No one can take my freedom away. Una Paloma Blanca, I'm just a bird in the sky. Una Paloma Blanca,
I start talking without turning on my mic. It might take a while, but Shauna rubs off on me. Hey, Shauna, what's this I hear you want to sing? What you want to sing, girl? Do me a phone call. Do me a message. I just said yes. Hello. Can you guys hear me? I mean, really, all in all, can you guys hear me? Somebody respond, please, because I'm not getting any response to things I say, and I don't know if you can hear me or not, and I'm not going any farther until you tell me if you can hear me. Hello? Okay, then, okay, hey, you want to do that? You just come on ahead, honey. That's just fine with me. I don't mind at all. I will play another song while you get ready, and come on in. The door's unlocked. Welcome mats out. I need to give you some iced tea. How's that sound? I like the idea. Okay, in the meantime, while Shauna's getting herself all put together and going and all that good stuff, you guys are about 3 minutes too late, but thank you for telling me. I thank you for the response. That's nice. That is nice to hear back. Thank you. Goombay Dance Band. See, these songs I've played so far, John sent me all of these songs I've played so far except the opener, which is just completely separate, but it is so cool because it's such a variety and it's so different from what I would normally play on my own. So enjoy it, guys. Broaden your horizons. Expand your musical experience because here you go. Here's the Goombay Dance Band, Guantanamera.
magic sway of your palm tree, the one sweet smell of your breath, the gentle touch of the air. Oh, I can never forget your name. So take me back in your arms again.
Guantanamera, we love you, Guantanamera.
In your sea, I was a slave of your nature and grew to love your poetry. Oh, I can never forget your face, filled with contentment and full of grace.
Guantanamera, we love you, Guantanamera.
Okay. Shauna, are you there? Can you hear my voice, girl? Shauna? Shauna?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
There you are. Where were you, girl? You had to go to the bathroom or something? Good grief.
Something like that. More or less my son needing something. I had to mute for a second.
Oh, okay. Because I'm going, she was just here. What happened? She wants to sing. Where'd she go?
Oh, I can't believe that. Yeah, I muted. I had to. He was coming in making a ruckus. But I'm here.
Well, he's 8 years old. He's an 8-year-old boy. They always make a ruckus. I don't think they know how to be quiet. Mine didn't.
There was actually 2 hours today. I didn't hear a peep.
Oh, my God. Was he sleeping?
No. He was up.
Oh.
He was playing his video game, but he was so quiet. I was like, oh, my gosh, am I home alone? I had to go check.
Is he here? Is he all right? Is he alive?
Yeah, it was a little weird. I was like, normally when they're young and they're quiet, you know they're up to no good.
You got to go looking for what's going on.
Yeah,
Now
that he's older, it's not so bad anymore, you know, but it's still like, wait, it's quiet. I need to go check on him. What's going on?
Yeah. Well, as long as you found everything okay, then it's okay. We're all right.
Yeah.
Well, are you ready for this adventure?
Yes. I'm going to sing live again today, guys. And I'm going to slow it down for you guys. I'm going to do a love song.
Oh. Ooh.
Get all the emotions going, you know.
Oh, hey, there you go. We like emotions.
Yeah, so I was going to sing Love is Alive.
Yeah, well, hey, fine with me.
All righty. So here I'll go then.
There you go. It's Shauna.
Yes, again.
Well, I wasn't going to say that.
here by me.
From YouTube, you know, sometimes those commercials will get snuck in the end.
Yeah, they stick all kinds of garbage on there, and you can't do a thing about it except try and stop it in time. But you know,
well, I appreciate it. Thank you guys for letting me slow it down a little bit.
Well, it's hard. It's hard doing it live. You know, I mean, compare doing a recording where you can do it over 15,000 times if you need to, but when you're on stage doing it live, you got one shot. If it ain't right, too bad.
You only got one shot to not mess it up. No.
Well, whether you mess it up or not is moot point, because if it messes up, it messes up. You can't do anything about it.
No. So it's like, I don't even know if I messed up. I wasn't listening to myself. I was just singing for y'all. So if I messed up, let me know, guys. I wasn't even listening.
You know what?
Get lost when you sing. You're not even paying attention. It's kind of like when you're performing, you're on a different realm. Like, you're not on the realm of other people. You're in your own mind, so you're trying to, you know, perform.
And
get it out there.
And they're kind of sitting there going, where is she? What is she doing?
But it is different live. I actually like it better because I don't have to give you something to play. I don't have to find it. You know, it's just...
There you go. Yes, you don't have to. You don't have to worry about it being perfect or not, because everybody understands it's a live performance. And if you hit one note a little bit flat, or, you know, they're hardly going to notice. You will notice it before anybody else does, you know? So live is good. Live
That's
is good.
A 10-4, because when you notice it, then you know the next time around, don't do that.
Exactly. Well, you know what?
Like, oh, crap, a little tone deaf right there. Hold on. Next time will be better. Keep listening.
Well, it's right here. It's like, okay, that's the place. That's the place I got to watch. And then when it starts coming up next time, you go, okay, lift it up, pull your belt up, then go, you know? So, yeah, you have to come in.
Yeah, and definitely, guys, know what you can sing. If you know you can't sing it, don't do it.
Yeah.
Just pass it. Just use songs you know you can sing. You know, that's what they tell people when they do America's Got Talent or American Idol. Sing what you know. If you go to a level you don't know, you're not going to perform your best.
Exactly, because you don't know what you're doing. You're not used to that.
Do what you know. You know, it's not like I'm going to go straight hard rock and roll, you know.
I couldn't do that.
No. I'd lose my voice in probably a minute.
Well, I couldn't do it. I got no gravel in my voice.
Yeah, I mean, I can sing some love songs, but my voice, we both know, and y'all have heard me, I can't go very high. So there's a level I cannot go. It's like, pass.
And see, and that's with me. We do good in a show together, girl, because love songs are my genre.
Well, I know.
I can't do rock and roll. I can do love songs.
I can do country love songs. I can't do anything else.
Well, I'm
and there's only a certain type of, you know, a range I can go to. So I can sing Wynonna. I can sing Patti Loveless. I can sing Trisha Yearwood. You know, there's only a range I can go to. I can sing Patsy Cline. I can sing Loretta Lynn. I cannot sing other people because they're so high.
I challenge you to Tammy Wynette. I can't even sing Tammy Wynette.
Stand by your man.
But it has to be.
I don't know. It's just crazy, man. It's like she goes high and low.
Yes, I can't sing in her key. She's got that swap. I mean, how do I explain it?
When she sings, she's got a unique voice. It swaps. Like, she goes high and low. She can switch them on the turn of a dime.
She's got to have the musicians that can do the same thing. And karaoke tracks don't do it. Yeah, well, I know.
There you go. Glenn, there you go, honey.
I tried yodeling the other day.
She's talking about yodeling.
You could learn how. It sounds like you could probably learn how. I have been
paying attention to Jules. Jewel can yodel. Jewel is a pop star. She can yodel. I've been paying attention to Jewel's yodeling for a while. I mean, I can fake it till I make it. I'll just say that.
There you go. If you can't do it for real, fake it. Yeah.
I can fake it for a few bars there, honey. But she can go a whole song yodeling, and it's like, whoo.
I cannot make that break in my voice happen. It's just not there. When I was in music in high school, I was trained to sing through those breaks, to not let them happen. And now I can't make them happen for nothing because I was trained to not do it.
Well, when you're younger, your voice is different than when you get older, you know.
Well, and when you're trained in a certain way to do a certain thing, you're not very likely to undo that training when you get older. And it's
true. I'm not even training, guys. I just watched Jewel, if you guys know who she is.
Yeah.
She has yodeling down. It's like it was embedded in her and her family through folk music as she grew up
there
in the mountains.
There you go. There you go. See? She did have training to do it. It was in her family.
They've passed it down to her with a lot of other things.
Exactly.
You know, even the bluegrass that she does, it's all passed down.
Well, my training was through music classes, and it was, there's your lift. Sing over that. Sing through it. Don't let it grab you. So I could save my life now.
Music was on the front porch of my house with Uncle Gary playing the guitar telling me to perform because
music
is not music was kind of cut in my school. It wasn't like anything to learn anything from. Music was by experience, you know, doing it.
I was very fortunate. I had music all through senior year. I had, in my high school, junior, senior year, I had 4 hours of music every day. And there was only 6 hours in the day. Well, seven if you count morning, you know.
Wow, you must have had it good then, just music for 4 hours, then 2 hours you're home. But I didn't go to a really big school. We had music, but it wasn't anything that could teach me anything that I didn't already know.
Okay.
You know, it didn't
do anything
for me.
Our music teachers made sure that we learned a little bit of theory with it. Not enough to read music, but whatever. You know, enough to where I could kind of follow the notes. So I kind of knew it goes up, it goes down, two notes, three notes. I didn't know what they were. And I can't play a musical instrument. I started learning piano, and I started learning guitar. That's not my thing. So
yeah, I never learned how to play an instrument either. But then my daddy told me, honey, you have an instrument, your voice. Use it.
Exactly. That's what.
And I never looked back, even though I wish I could sit down and teach myself the guitar, guys. I really want to learn the guitar because I do songwriting every once in a while. It would be nice to put a tune to what I'm trying to write. One day maybe I might actually take the plunge and try to teach myself how. There's lots of YouTube videos out there and things. Maybe I will.
Yeah, do it. You could do it.
Yeah, I always wanted to learn to play. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, there you go. I've got an auto harp. I was gifted an auto harp years ago. So do I know how to pick and play it right? No. I just hit the key that says what chord it is and strum that sucker.
Hey, anything to make some noise, right?
Well, you change the chord so you have your accompaniment. It shows you where your voice needs to go. And you can strum it backwards or forwards so you get two different sounds to the chord. That's as far as I take it. That's all I know. That's it. But it's my
You were lucky to have a music class. Mine wasn't really even considered that. It was just a time to sit and do your homework from other classes. They didn't teach me anything that I didn't already know.
Oh, yeah, no, we had to put the books away. You're not doing your homework in here. You're in here to learn music. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I was very, very lucky. It was mostly singing, but during that singing, we kind of learned to follow the sheet music as well. As to what the chords were called, what the notes were called, I have no clue. I just knew up two notes, down two notes, and across the page. And that I knew what a bridge was. I knew what, you know, that was as far as it got, guys. I knew what the signatures were, but I couldn't tell you what they sounded like. So,
yeah.
But I did have some, I was very, very fortunate because it was not what probably 5 years after I left high school, they started cutting out the music classes and stuff. So I was very fortunate I got to it.
Well, I went to one of those small little country poor schools, so, you know, didn't really have too much for school in there. But
yeah. Well, I didn't move to the country until I got married. I grew up in Spokane, Washington, and we had a school system there. And it was a dang good school system.
My school had kindergarten all the way to 12th grade. That's how small it was.
Everybody went there. Deary, Idaho had a school like that. Yeah, I spent my summers in Deary.
Very odd having a school like that because I had to move into a school like that. I came from a big city school, and my daddy moved us all. I went from a big city school, and then when I was 12 years old, Daddy wanted to move us to the country with population 400 people. Just 400 people was in our town, folks.
That sounds exactly like Deary.
And I went to school noticing I was going to school with kindergartners and 12th graders. It was so weird for me.
Yep.
And it was so small, and I was just like, it took me about a year and a half to get used to it, but the very first year and a half, I was like a rebel without a cause. I was like, why am I here? I don't want to be here. What is this place? I'm not country. What am I going to do? But I got used to it. It rubbed on me.
Good. I never had. The only time I saw school like that is when I stayed with my aunt and uncle one spring break, and their school wasn't on spring break yet. They still had 4 days before their spring break. So I went to school with my cousins just to see what it was like. And it was like I sat there while the eighth graders had their spelling test, and the third graders were just a few seats away, you know, at doing their math. And it's like, okay, how does anybody concentrate on anything?
Well, but thank God we at least had different classrooms and trailers and stuff around. We didn't share the same classroom with these younger and older.
These guys, yeah, there were like five classrooms, but they had
we had a big building for the high school. We had a big building for the high school. We had the shop in the back. We had the gym up the hill, and we had trailers wrapped around behind the building for other classes. Trailers.
We used to call them portables.
And it was hot. Oh, gosh, guys. We would be burning up.
Hear about what
air conditioning is? Do they need to get a hold of Thomas Edison? Somebody need to help somebody here. What's going on?
Oh, yes. Well, we did have air conditioning in the portables, and they were just like wood-sided trailers. Yeah, like you say, they're trailers. But we called them portables, and there were just certain grades were in the portables, and I thought that was very strange because we had this great big huge old brick school building, you know, and then they had
we could have a fun time going. My school was so poor and small. How poor and small was it? Well, my school was so poor and small, my principal was also my superintendent, and she always had a cigarette dangling from her mouth everywhere she went. Hey, well, you guys, quit running the hallway, puffing away.
Oh, Lord Almighty.
I was like, what the?
You're not
in the city anymore, Shauna. You better get in line.
Well, I remember sixth grade going out to the portables for music, and that's where I tried out for All City Chorus. I remember the portables for the music. We had we learned about the woodwinds and the strings and all what instrument was in which family and all that stuff. And you had to know that before they let you try out for All City. So I don't remember all of it now, but I learned it, and then because I wanted to try out for All City Chorus, and I made it. So that's okay then. I was happy. Put a sixth grader on a crosstown bus. That was interesting. At night, because rehearsals were always at night. Ooh, that I think back on that, and I think, good grief, it's a wonder I'm still here.
My school was so small, all they had was the short buses, literally.
We didn't have buses.
We had short buses.
My grade school, we didn't have buses. High school, we did, because they had to pull people from 20 miles away. But grade school, no buses. You walk. You live 2 miles away. I don't care. You walk anyway. So, yeah.
I'm not going to dish it, girl. I miss it. Like, I remember almost pretty much everything from my young adult, you know, hood, and I miss it. And I tell my son every day, it goes away like a blink of an eye, and you cannot get it back. So it's like, stay young as long as you can, because you're never going to get it back.
That won't work. They're always, even we were, always in a hurry to grow up. Always in a hurry to grow up.
I always wanted to grow up. I was like, I can't wait to be an adult. I just can't wait to move out of this house. I just can't wait.
Exactly, exactly.
And now it's like, man, Shauna, you should have slowed down. You could have waited. I just didn't listen.
I was in such a big fat hurry, I ended up marrying a person just like my stepfather, and that was the biggest mistake of my whole life, except that I did get to travel places that I never would have been able to go. So I learned a lot. I got to go a lot of places. I don't really regret it. I just realized after quite a few years that I was married to my stepdad, and I about threw up. But anyway, it didn't go on too long after that.
And I hear you. I've done a video talking about, you know, what my first grown-up experience was. It sucks. It's like, man, I shoulda, woulda, coulda, shoulda, but it never did anything.
Yep.
You can't turn back time. You can't go back.
Exactly.
I wouldn't want to go back anyway. I'd be a completely different person than I am now, and your hardships and trials
give you strength
they,
in life.
They shape you. They shape you. They
yeah, they make
you,
you
how
to handle
life.
So it's like, yeah, you don't want to change that because that's who you are now, you know. You change
exactly.
everything.
Exactly.
It was just say
you know,
I would have met Charles,
we have,
like,
we
around or had
we
Wade,
need to
you know.
Replace, we need to replace
everything.
Oprah. We could replace Oprah. We could have a talk show in Oprah's time slot.
Oh, Lord. Well, we're not going to do who's the daddy of your babies, folks. That costs
no,
way too much money.
No.
I cannot deal with that drama,
that,
okay?
Besides that,
okay.
I hate that stuff. It's like, if you don't know, honey, that's your problem.
If you don't know,
I
there's
don't,
a problem.
Now, what do we don't want to tell the world. I mean, you know, if you don't
I mean,
know.
Like, honey, if you need to know out of five or six or seven different guys who the baby daddy is, boy, girl, you got more of a problem than you thought.
You are in big trouble, honey. Exactly.
Oh, God. You're going to make me laugh so hard. I'm going to start sweating again. It's so hot here. Oh, my God.
Oh, honey, we got 105 here today.
I know. Here, too. It's like the index. It's crazy. We don't get heat like this in June. This is caused by something else. This is crazy. Normally,
yeah.
It's around, you know, 90, maybe 89.
That's what my neighbor was telling me yesterday. I got a phone call just to make sure I was doing all right and that I had enough water and that I remembered to drink ice water. And he didn't even realize, do I have an air conditioner or not? I do have an air conditioner in the – he goes, well, make sure it's on. I said, it's on. It's the only one, so I'm sleeping on the couch. But it's okay. It's cooler. I can deal with it. It's down to 82 degrees.
There's no way. I had the air conditioner off, saving money until the few days ago before the index said it's going to be bad. Then it's like, okay, it's time to turn it on then because I couldn't even deal
yes.
with it. It was 87 degrees in my house one day.
I know.
And I looked at my phone, and it said the next day was going to topple 100 temp, and I'm like, I went downstairs to Charles. I was like, it's time to close all the windows and turn the air on now.
Yeah, there you go, there you go. I even tried the first couple of nights to turn the air conditioning off at night and open the front door, but it didn't cool off enough. It was still hotter than if I had kept it closed, and I would wake up.
See, that's what my dilemma was in that, too.
Okay, I got to go take a shower. I cannot deal with this. And so I would get up.
You can't even have the doors open with the fan blowing because
no.
it's just blowing hot, humid air right
exactly.
through your house.
So I just broke down. The air conditioner's been on for 3 days, and it's going to stay on until it quits being this hot.
And I don't know when it's going to, honey, because July is coming up, and it's already in the hundreds right now, unless some miracle happens.
That's what my neighbor and I were talking about. It's like, what is it going to be like in July or August? Oh, my Lordy.
Well, you know, honey, as I said before, it's hotter than a hooker on nickel nut.
I like that. A hooker's doorknob on nickel. I love that. I love that. I told on you on the show.
Then again, I don't know how old that joke is. A nickel, I guess, used to be worth a lot of money back then, but it's only worth 5 cents now. And 5 cents ain't worth nothing.
You know, it's not
old
now, but it's the idea of it, okay? It's the idea.
It's just an old saying. My daddy told us that when we were kids, and it took me a while to figure out what hooker meant because I didn't know what
I love it. I mean,
of course, when I got older, I'm like, oh, touche, daddy. Touche, I understand.
Exactly. I got it. Okay, I finally... You know, I could say that. I have one sister, Rita, the one that's a year and a half younger than me. I could say that to her right now, and she still wouldn't understand it.
Well, Daddy's
that's
old
how
school.
She is.
Daddy was old school. He was born in 1936. So, you know, he knew all of those sayings, and he only said a few of them, but the ones he got, you know, it took me years to figure them out.
Yeah.
And then when I finally figured it out, I was like, oh, Eureka. Oh, that's what that means. Okay.
Yeah, I think my mama was born in 36 or 37, I forget. She's her birthday's the end of March, and at that point she becomes 1 year younger than Elvis, and then in January he jumps ahead that other. So I guess she's about a year and a half younger than Elvis is. That's the only way I can ever keep track of it.
Hmm.
Or I take my age and add 17, and that's how I know how old she is.
Yeah, that's easy for me. I always remember Mama was 30 when she had me, so I just, you know, take my age away from it. Then I can figure out, oh, yeah, that's how old you are now, Mama. I gotcha.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
They're 30 years apart, and that'll be weighing me.
I still haven't been able to get Mama to tell me whether it was the hay mow or the back seat.
Oh, my mother learned she was back seat baby.
Oh, okay. I haven't been able to.
My grandmother, I'm going to show the ladies a picture. I come from the most funniest stock I've ever seen. My grandmother right here, I'll show you a picture. She is 94 years old, and this is how she responds when you take her picture. I come from real funny character stock.
I love it. That's where you get all your personality. I can tell that right.
It's just funk, you know. you just don't take nothing. You know, just live life and be happy.
I'm just like my mama, too. So, you know, oh, Lordy, get
that's
both of
that's
us
my
in
mama.
The same room. Both, well, my grandma's not around anymore, but she was a live wire as well. And get all three of us in one room, plus a couple sisters, and everybody else left because they couldn't handle it. They would go outside or on the patio.
No, our family are what mold us. In the beginning, they're what mold us, you know. And I came from characters, you came from characters, and that helps you when you get older because it's like,
yes.
You know, you remember that stuff.
Yes, you do, because it's a part of you.
I'm surprised my grandmother is still alive at 94. I mean, that's just a shock to me. But,
I am so glad.
You know, and she still looks great. So it's like, boy, Granny. She don't like us calling her grandma. She's Granny. Granny, you still got the most sexy ever seen. She goes, well, honey, it's called jeans. I was like, what are you talking about? Jeans you wear or jeans in our chromosome cyst? She goes, you know, good DNA. I'm like, well, good. I hope I have sexy legs when I'm in my 90s, too.
There you go.
Thank you, Granny.
You got sexy legs now. You'll have sexy legs when you're in your 90s.
Like, thank you, Granny. For your jeans. Oh, yes, she's a character. It's like she's always performing for the camera. No wonder they call me Little Grandma. I get it now. Finally.
So
I understand.
Funny. That's so funny. Yeah, but you love her pieces, don't you? You do.
If you can't, you'll cry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying, girl. I do.
And you can't make this shit up. That's
no.
Another thing.
There's no way you can make this up. No way, huh? It has to be true because there's no way it can go through your brain and talk to it at the same time it's falling out of your mouth. It doesn't work that way.
I know. Honey, you know, I'd love to stay with y'all and talk to you because I love you so much, your show and everything, but my husband's giving me the evil eye of why isn't dinner being cooked? I'm hungry.
Oh, you better
I'll get to you.
Oh, yeah. You better go and get that dinner on that stove, girl. Okay, honey. It was wonderful having you on the show and spending the time to talk. Because we just never get to do that anymore. I'm so glad you did.
I know. It's really busy for me getting this YouTube thing a rolling. It's like every other day I'm on camera. I have no time.
Exactly. I sit here every day going, oh, well, I got to make the show up today. Well, that's okay because at least I don't have to be in front of a camera.
I know. It is quite different, and
yes.
It takes up more of your time, really.
But I sit there and I do my hair and I put my makeup on anyway because it makes me feel better. And so,
well, whatever makes you feel
better,
you know. But you know me, I'm a mom, and I don't like putting makeup on or fixing my hair unless I'm going out. So this is
even when I was a mom of a small boy, I still had to do it because I had to go to work every day. So it's just something, it's part of my life. It's something I just do. If I don't put my makeup on during the day, it's like, okay, nobody come by, nobody look, because I don't feel completely dressed. I could probably go outside in my underwear and feel more dressed than I do without my makeup.
But it's been so hot. It's the last thing you want to do is put makeup on because once you get it on, it feels all sticky and globbly and it's on you. You know,
it depends on how you do it, honey. If you have some of that sheer foundation. You put on your moisturizer, and if you're just going to stay home, don't worry about the foundation. Just do the eye makeup and the lipstick. The foundation you don't really need if you're not going anywhere.
Oh, I don't use moisturizer. I use a primer.
Oh, well,
like
you grew up in the South, too. I spent the last 23 years in the desert. I got it.
I mix primer in with my foundation. It helps it last longer, too. And plus, it packs your pores so you don't look like you have pores. And that's what you want.
Okay, I got
to
try that.
You want to hide those blemishes. Oh, gosh, I got to hide everything.
Well, I don't have blemishes. I've never had a problem with blemishes, but I sure would like to make my skin look smoother, you know. So,
I don't have blemishes either, but I do have pores like Elvis did, big pores, that kind of get you like, hey, I need to cover that. I don't like that too much, you know. And that's what the filler is for. They call it filler, primer, whatever. It's
okay, primer,
pretty
filler.
Cool. It feels feathery soft on you. It's so soft. I told Rhonda about it. She's going to get her a bottle, too.
Well, see, that's the thing I didn't do is I don't mix it with my foundation. I should mix it, and then it'll be more effective then. So I'm going to try that. If it doesn't work, it's your fault.
No, I mean, I actually found a really cheap $4.95 bottle of this stuff, and it is a lifesaver. I used it on my mom. It almost took 10 years off of her face.
What's it called?
I'll send you a link.
Okay. Send me what it is.
I can't think off the top of my head, but I'll send you a link of it, okay?
Okay,
so you can try it for
yourself. The next time I'm buying that stuff, I'm going to pick some up, because if it works that well, I want it. Is that time of life, honey?
But anyways, oh, gosh, here it comes again. Okay, I see your evil
stink
eye.
You got to go.
I'm feeding you, man. Go on.
I'm sorry, Tara. I'm so sorry, honey. I delayed your dinner. It's
okay. I love you. I'm just going to go now. I don't want him to come up a third time.
Exactly.
All right. Well, it's been fun. Thank you, Miss Jenny. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, Duncan. Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
All right. I'm sorry, guys, but, hey, we just had to have a gab fest. It's been so long since we've talked. And I thought her song was really pretty good. So, you know, I'm sure if y'all got bored, you went and did something else. But now you can come back because we're done. She's cooking dinner and we'll get back to music. All right, the next song I have up here ready to roll actually is, you remember that gal we played on Tuesday with the tremolo in her voice? And we played another one that she sang. Anyway, I don't remember. But John found another one. And I like this lady's voice. She's got a unique quality to it. It's really cool. It's awesome. Chocolate? I want chocolate. Anyway, here is Lucille Starr, Cajun Love.
Won the war, so the French left this land for the Louisiana Bayou, settled on the banks of the Gulf of Mexico. Fa la 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 la, you're living on the bayou, they call it the Cajun ground. Everyone's a singing and fiddles are ringing, dancing to the Cajun sound. Fa la 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 la, you, the girls on the bayou, sweeter than sugar cane. When the dawn meets the sun, they all get to get a little Cajun love. La 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 la. Along the Mississippi, way down to New Orleans, the cutest Cajun girls that you ever have seen. Swing their hips with a giggle, flash their eyes with a giggle, then you know it's time for a bit of Cajun love. Bon du plaisir ensemble. Oh la 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 la, yo les filles, yo
I like her voice. She just does funny, weird things with it. It's just nice. I really like it. Oh, wow. Okay, that's all right. We can like it for funny quality. We can like it for good quality. It's just doesn't matter as long as we like it. Is she still around, I wonder? Because if she's not, she doesn't care if we like it or not. So there we go. Okay. Y'all like Roy Orbison, right? Y'all like Roy Orbison. I know you like Roy Orbison. John sent me a song by Roy Orbison that I have never heard before. And it's so awesome. I hope y'all like it as much as I did. This is Roy Orbison, Wedding Song.
There once was an Indian brave by the name of Yellow Hand. He fell in love with a maiden known as White Sand. They vowed the love would last forevermore. Then came the day that they had waited for. Yellow Hand brought her a golden feather. White Sand said a prayer for good weather. The ceremonial dance grew loud and strong. Then Yellow Hand began their wedding song.
Okay, here is 1955. Baby, let's play house.
Oh, baby, 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 baby,
now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you.
Well, it's a man to tell you, baby, what I'm talking about. Come on back to me, little girl, so we can play some.
house now. Baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back and maybe I won't play hard with you. So we can act like we did before, but baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play out with you. Baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, maybe I won't play out with you. Oh, baby, 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 come back, baby, I won't play out with you.
Be the heat makes it stroppy. Anyway, you gotta love it. 1955, and he only kept getting better. Think about that. Think about that. He only kept getting. I mean, my gosh. Oh, computer, please. Come on. Please, be nice. Mama, whisper cushies in your ear. You're not going to be nice, are you? All right, you little so-and-so. We'll just do it this way. Excuse me while I cuss out my computer. That's kind of how it goes sometimes, isn't it? All right, because I am looking for a specific thing. And, okay, I'm getting close. I'm having to find it manually because it didn't like my spelling or something. I'm not exactly sure what it didn't like. Computer doesn't like a lot sometimes. Okay, here we go. Here is a song that John sent me, of course, because that's what we're doing right now, is the songs that John sent, because they're so cool. Anyway, here is one, and I'm going to do this back-to-back with my version, because we decided it would work. We're going to do it anyway, even if it won't, we're going to do it. So here is a version off of a collection that the listing did not name the individual artist, so I have no idea who sings this, but it's a gal, and it's When I Dream.
Build a mansion that is higher than the trees. I could have all the gifts I want and never ask to leave. I could fly to Paris. It's at my beg and call. Why do I live my life alone with nothing at all?
I can be
us on and drive the men insane. I can go to bed alone and never know his name. But when I dream,
everyone. I hope you enjoyed that. Two different versions of the same song. Every singer has their own style, and every singer who is a singer will put their stamp on the songs that they sing. So even if it's the same song, there's going to be something a little bit different about it. And I hope that I'm able to do that. I hope you enjoy that. I sure had fun doing it. That was just right in my range, is right there. I enjoy singing, and I hope that comes across. In the meantime, we have, do y'all remember the name Leroy Van Dyke? By any chance? Maybe, maybe not. Leroy Van Dyke was the one who did, and I remember his name because my mama's maiden name is Van Dyke. But he did the original of The Auctioneer. And John found a female version of The Auctioneer. And she really does a very good job. So here is Karen Lutz, The Auctioneer.
Began to see how the auctioneer could stop the revenue.
song. Now, if you listen to Leroy Van Dyke doing that, he gets about 3 times faster at the end. Go to YouTube and look up Leroy Van Dyke doing the Auctioneer. That thing is going to drop your jaw to the floor. It is fantastic. And I learned that when I was little. I could never sing it, but I learned it. It was fantastic. You need to experience that. And here's another one you need to experience. Eddie Arnold, Cattle Call.
The cattle are prowling, the coyotes are howling, way out where the doggies bawl. Where spurs are a-jingling, a cowboy is singing this lonesome cattle call. Till his day's work is done, and he rounds up the cattle each fall. Singing his cattle call. For hours he would ride on the range far and wide, when the night winds blow up a squall. His heart is a feather, in all kinds of weather, he sings his cattle call. With an old western drawl.
Nobody did it better. A lot of people tried it, but nobody did it better. Hey, we got our Greek singer back. Well, actually, a recording that he made. He can't come back. He's gone. But this is Demi Roussos, or however you pronounce it. He's Greek, so I have no idea, actually, but that's close. And the song is Goodbye, My Love, Goodbye.
Hear the wind sing a sad old song.
Sing. He's just not here anymore. But we have his recordings, so we can still enjoy. Here is Carlene Carter, My Dixie Darling. Request in, and I didn't even know this girl could sing. So here you go. Drew Barrymore. Uh-huh. Drew Barrymore, Cold Hard Truth.
set the record straight. I've come to shine the light on you. Let me introduce myself. I am the cold hard truth. Think you know the one I mean. She gave her heart and soul to you. You gave her only broken dreams. You say you're not the one to blame for all the heartache she's been through. Cold hard truth. All your life that's how it's been. Looking out for number one. Taking more than you give. Moving on when you're done. With her you could have had it all. A family and love to last. If you had any sense at all, you'd go and beg her to come back.
I've never heard that song before, but wow. If you really listen to that when it's playing, it's going to bring you down to the bottom of the staircase and nothing flat, I tell you. Well, I'm sorry, Drew, but that's not going to get much airplay from me, honey. It's too sad. Might be true, but it's too sad. Okay, this one we can handle. And I think John will like this one too. 1987. Cher. Bang Bang.
Baby shot me down.
is a far cry from the 1966 version. 67. Anyway, it was back there in the 60s. That's a far cry from what it was originally. She changed her style. She changed the style of the song, but it still got impact. It still has the same feel, the same idea that it originally did. And Cher still does it. Hey, you know what? Yeah, Cher is now 76 years old, still alive, still performing, still doing interviews. I don't think the lady will ever quit. I really don't think she will ever quit. But that's all right. She keeps going, then she keeps going. That's the whole thing. Because I have known auction catalog dealers, I have known coin dealers, I have known farmers, my grandpa being one of them, that when they retired, very shortly after that, they were gone. So, if you don't want to retire and you're going to keep going, then keep going, because that's going to keep you going, right? There you go. There's a lot of goes in there, but that's all right. It says what I wanted to say, so that's okay. Here is a song that's going to melt you. It's just going to melt you. So get out the iced tea, sit in front of the fan, because here is Dawn Sears. Don't take your hands off my heart.
You lit up the room simply by just walking in. The moment you entered, I could have surrendered right then. Your silhouette was a vision in my every dream. And when our eyes met, you shook the earth under me. My knees became weak and my heart started racing. you headed my way. Calling you now, well, it's all I can do to believe. If this isn't love, baby, don't wake me up from the dream. For me to ignore, I've never known wanting you, wanting me like this before. When all that's between you and I is the air that we breathe, the passion in you, baby, brings out the woman in me.
Classics 4. Here's a song that's going to go with a lot of the weather that's going on around here. We're even clouding over. I hope we get another rainstorm because it cools off after that. I know the dog doesn't like the thunder and the lightning, but he likes it cooler, so that'll work. Here is Classics 4, Stormy.
Sunshine, baby, whenever you smile, but I call you Stormy today. All of a sudden, that old rain's falling down, and my
oh,
Eagle. That's another 1960s. Very popular back in the 60s. It was great. We had some really great music back then. Bring the 60s back. Bring the 50s back. Oh, just play them. They're okay. I wouldn't want to relive the 60s. I really wouldn't. But the music was great. Okay. Would you all feel like some country? Just a little bit? Just a little bit of country? How about Blake Shelton? Blake's always good, and he's funny. He's really funny. He's got a good personality. He really is funny. I don't know what he's like to be around as a person, but he's funny in public. That doesn't count for nothing, you know. But that's all right. That's all right. At least we can all have our misconceptions. Anyway, here is Blake. I mean, he keeps getting married and remarried and married to somebody else, and then he's going to get married again to somebody else. I mean, you know, it's like he can't make up his mind. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's okay to have a succession of ladies, but don't marry them all. My goodness, man, what's wrong with you? Anyway, here is, I love this song, too. It's been around since about 9, I think. Some Beach.
Down the interstate, running 30 minutes late, singing Margaritaville and minding my own. Some foreign car driving dude with a road rage attitude pulled up beside me talking on his cell phone. He started yelling at me like I did something wrong. He flipped me the bird and then he was gone. Some beach, somewhere, there's a big umbrella casting shade over an empty chair. Palm trees are growing and warm breezes blowing. I picture myself right there on some beach somewhere. I circled the parking lot trying to find a spot big enough I could park my old truck. A man with a big cigar was getting into his car. I stopped and I waited for him to back up. But from out of nowhere a Mercedes-Benz came cruising up and whipped right in. Some beach somewhere, got all day to get there. There's cold margaritas and hot senoritas smiling with long dark hair on some beach somewhere. Well, I sat in that waiting room, it seemed like all afternoon. The nurse finally said, "Doc's ready for you. You're not gonna feel a thing. We'll give you some Novocaine. That tooth will be fine in a minute or two." Then he stuck that needle down deep in my gum, and he started drilling before I was numb. Some beach somewhere, there's a beautiful sunset burning up the atmosphere. There's music and dancing and lovers romancing the salt evening air on some beach somewhere.
I always liked that song. You know, not too long after that song came out, there was a story in the news that a high school girl got in trouble for singing a song. She was walking down the halls and it had swear words in it. and she's taken to the office. It was this song. She wasn't saying what they said, what they thought she was saying. She was saying some beach, and that's not what they thought it was. And boy, they had to apologize left and right and up and down and sideways and inside out. It was hilarious. It was hilarious. But that's what happened when that song came out. And all us kids thought it was funny. Anyway, okay, that finishes it for that one. How about, yeah, we got to do this one. Bobby Darin, Splish Splash, I was taking a bath.
Splish Splash, take one.
One, two, three.
Splish Splash, I was taking a bath. Song about a Saturday night. The tub, I put my feet on the floor, I wrap the towel around me and I open the door, and then a splish splash, I jump back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? There was a splishing and a splash, reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rolling and a strolling, damn! Yeah. Saw the whole gang dancing on my front room rug. Yeah, the flip and flop, they was doing the bop. All the teens had to dance in buzz. There was Lollipop with a Pegasus. Good golly, Miss Molly was even there too. Well, a splish splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, I was a fishing and a splash, feeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving.
Don't you love it? I love it. That was perfect. Hey, guys, guess what? It is that time again. It goes by so fast when you're having good music. And it's still hot outside. It is time for a shower. You're all welcome to run to your showers. Take a shower. Rinse off the sweat. I'm sure if you've been up dancing or bopping your feet or something, you need a shower just as bad as I do. And all I've been doing is sitting here chair dancing. But anyway, thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate it. I really do. I love having you company. It makes it so much more fun. The chat gets lively and weird sometimes, but always lively. And hey, guys, everybody out there in internet land, if you're listening to me, if you can hear my voice, thank you for joining me for the music this afternoon. I hope that it gives your weekend a kickstart. And don't forget that on Sunday, we've got a gospel show. So come on at the same time, and it's the same bat channel, whatever you want to call. Call on in. Have some good gospel music for a while. And I know I didn't get something that I was going to play here. I'm going to play it going out. And you guys are going to love it. Okay, let's see. Come back here. Where are you? There we are. Sister Rosetta. And don't leave yet. Sister Rosetta. Shout, sister, shout.
Shout, sister, shout. Tell the whole world. It's all about.
be brilliant, a way to be a fool, a way to get to heaven, observe the golden rule, a way to get a sweetheart, a way to get a wife, but the day you quit me, brother, that's the way you lose your life.
Shout, sister, shout.
Yeah.
Shout. Sister, shout.
Oh, boy.
Shout. Sister, shout.
Yeah.
Tell the whole world what it's all about.
That's a reason for a mountain, a reason for a hill, a reason why a doctor gives a patient a pill, a reason to dance, a reason to sing, but there ain't no reason why a band can't swing.
I can understand the birds and I can understand the bees. Sister, I can even understand why a rat eats cheese.
I can understand my dog.
And I can understand your cat.
Well, build me full of rhythm. Can you understand that?
I got you covered, sister.
Sister, shout.
Hallelujah.
Shout. Sister, shout.
Hallelujah.
Shout. Sister, shout.
Hallelujah.
Tell the whole world what it's all about.